Community Radio.
It's about real people.
Not sound bites.
Not more talking heads.
Not on this show.
Interchange is a community access media forum fostering unfiltered open dialogue on the people, issues, and events impacting life in South Central Indiana and beyond.
Conversations that challenge the ways we perceive the world around us.
Real people.
Real issues.
This is your forum.
This is Interchange.
Good evening and welcome to Interchange. I'm Lisa Marie Napoli and I will be your host for tonight's session of Interchange. Tonight we are honored to have the guest of Julio Alonso here in the station. Julio is the executive director for the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. He's been in that position for about 7 years now. We are fortunate to have him move into Bloomington in 1979. He came from New York to attend IU, and as so many of us, decided to stay after falling in love with our beloved community of Bloomington. We'll have him share more about some of his background that led to his work at the Hoosier Hills Food Bank in a moment. But we definitely, at this moment, want to welcome Julio for being here in WFHB.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. It's my pleasure to be here.
That's great. So we're going to talk about the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. That's how we will start tonight's program. And then we will move to talking about the most recent event that the Hoosier Hills Food Bank put on this past Sunday, the Soup Bowl Benefit, Soup Bowl event. And so we'll hear more about that. And then finally, we'll conclude our program on Interchange tonight with talking about the larger issue of hunger in Bloomington. So again, thank you to Julio Alonso for being here tonight. And so let's start talking a bit more about, well, you for a moment. Since you came here in 1979, you've had a series of different government and nonprofit positions that you've been in. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what led you to working with the Hoosier Hills Food Bank most recently.
Sure. Well, my professional goal was always to be involved in some sort of public service, in some way trying to give back to the community. And that was really fostered at my first few years here at Indiana University, because I just embraced the Bloomington community. The Bloomington community embraced me, and I felt very positive about being here, and even more so wanted to do something to give back to the community as my profession. In my early professional career, I did that through politics and government service. That was the primary way that I tried to give back. And I held a variety of positions early on. I've been a former chairman of the Monroe County Democratic Party. I worked with Congressman Frank McCloskey as his district office manager here in Bloomington for about 4 years. Served on the Monroe County Council. Worked for Mayor John Fernandez at the City of Bloomington as his ombudsman, and most recently in sort of a shift in between nonprofit jobs, worked for Mayor Mark Cruzan as his Director of Public Works for the City of Bloomington.
Okay, great. Quite a variety of public service positions, and and now you seem to have found quite a place with the Hoosier Hills Food Bank for 7 years now. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, what functions it serves for the community?
Sure. The Hoosier Hills Food Bank is a little bit unique compared to a lot of other nonprofits in that, for the most part, the clients that we serve are other nonprofit agencies. I first became really aware of the food bank when I was executive director of the Community Kitchen of Monroe County, which is one of the agencies that we now serve at the food bank. And it was really during that time that I realized just how important and valuable a resource the food bank was to the community and to the agencies that are out there fighting hunger. So what we do, we're actually a regional agency. We have a 6-county service area. We're affiliated with Feeding America, which is a national hunger relief organization. It's the nation's network of food banks that includes about 205 food banks across the country. So we have a 6-county service area that we serve, and that includes Brown, Lawrence, Orange, Owen, Martin, and Monroe counties. We also provide some limited services in other counties. We have a few agencies that we serve in Greene County, which is actually part of the service area of the Terre Haute Food Bank, but since they're closer to us, we have an arrangement with them. And then we provide USDA federal commodities in Crawford County through arrangements with the state of Indiana. So we technically serve a total of 8 counties, but our main service area is really those 6 counties. We work with 94 nonprofit agencies in each of those counties. The majority of them are food pantries, but they also include soup kitchens, homeless shelters, Boys and Girls Clubs, senior centers, a wide variety of agencies that are in one way or other serving the hungry. Most of them are emergency food providers like pantries, shelters, and kitchens, but some of them are secondary food providers that are doing the food in addition to another program like a youth program or a senior program, something like that. So what we do is try to serve as a conduit between food donors and those agencies that need it. We're the central clearinghouse. We maintain the food safety trained staff. We maintain the warehouse, the refrigerated trucks, the relationships with donors. And we go out across the communities that we serve and collect food that would otherwise be wasted by wholesalers, retailers, restaurants, and just about every other place that we could get it. And bring that food back to the food bank and then distribute it out to those agencies who then in turn use that for their feeding programs.
It sounds like then the work that you do has a very quick turnaround time. Considering you're the conduit, you have to sort of take it and make sure it gets turned around while it's still as fresh as possible, I'm sure. That must be very tricky to manage.
It is. It's a very, it's a large-scale logistical operation. Mm-hmm. We move about 6 tons of food a day. We have a staff of a total of 13 people, 8 full-time and 5 part-time right now. And we also utilize the services of about 6,000 volunteers every year. So it takes a lot of effort to do what we do and collect and distribute that much food to that wide of an area.
Mm-hmm. That's quite impressive. One of the questions I was thinking about asking you was, how many households does the Hoosier Hills Food Bank serve? But now we're talking about how many nonprofit organizations, and if the number's close to 94, I couldn't even imagine the number of households in the end that would be served. Is that an imaginable number that you have?
It is. It's not a number that we can clearly quantify in terms of unduplicated households, in large part because of the variety of types of agencies that we serve. And, for example, someone may receive a meal at the community kitchen, but then also receive groceries at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard or something of that nature. But Feeding America does a quadrennial hunger study, and they have the CPA firm and the experts and the statisticians who can do all the surveys and come up with at least a good estimate of those numbers. And the estimate for our service area is that our agencies in total serve 25,800 unduplicated clients each year.
Wow, that's majorly impressive. Yeah, very powerful.
It's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. That's really, really quite wonderful to hear. Congratulations and keep up the great work. So I definitely want to ask you more about the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. Since you talked about Feeding America, I'd like to ask you just one more question about that group since I'm unfamiliar with it. They're a national organization, and so it seems like with Hoosier Hills Food Bank being affiliated with them, that they must have different sort of networks in different areas of the country. Mm-hmm. How could you talk a little bit about what that big picture looks like and how they run their larger initiative for Feeding America?
Sure. Well, Feeding America until about 3 or 4 years ago was called America's Second Harvest. So a lot of people may still know it by that name. And it is, in fact, that was part of the title for a long time, America's Second Harvest, the nation's food bank network. Mm-hmm. It's essentially a federation of all of the various different food banks across the country. And just as a clarification, A lot of people confuse a food bank with a food pantry and use the terms interchangeably. Mm-hmm. And a food pantry is an organization that serves individuals on that ground level. A food bank is a larger organization that does the collecting and distribution to agencies like we do. So Feeding America is a network of those agencies, and they don't actually provide direct services to individuals or agencies themselves, but what they do is coordinate the nationwide effort to help supply and support those food banks across the country. So they maintain relationships with donors on the national level, the really large companies, the ConAgras, the Krafts, the Procter's and Gamble's, and they try to build relationships with them to leverage food that's donated then out to the network, and also they do fundraising and try to leverage financial support too. But one of the benefits of our relationship with them is that they do have those national donor relationships, and we are able to obtain food that comes from national donors if we can pay the transportation costs to get it from wherever it is to Bloomington. So we work through Feeding America to do that. And then they also do a lot more of the education and advocacy on the national level. They spend a lot of time in Washington advocating for the hungry and for the organizations that are supporting the hungry.
Okay, very good. Very good to know about as a national coalition of people doing this work. So getting back more specifically to the Hoosier Hills Food Bank in Bloomington, how long has the food bank been around, and could you tell us a little bit about the history?
Sure. The Hoosier Hills Food Bank celebrated our 30th anniversary in November.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We had a nice reception at Fountain Square Ballroom to acknowledge that. Had Mayor Cruzan there as our MC, and had some of the great folks that have been involved in the organization from the beginning come back, and we created a video about the history of the food bank that's actually available on our website if anyone would like to see that at hhfoodbank.org. It's a 30-year retrospective video. That would be great to watch. Okay. But essentially, food banking about 30 or 40 years ago was a relatively new concept. A gentleman named John Van Hengel started the first food bank, St. Mary's, in Phoenix, Arizona. It was just sort of like a light bulb went over his head at one point that he saw food being thrown out by restaurants and grocery stores, and was working at his church food pantry and knew that there was food out there and that there were people that could use that food, and said, we need an organization that can collect that and then get it out to people that need it. Mm-hmm. And that's how the movement really started. So a lot of food banks were founded around the same time that we were. 30 years ago, the Community Action Program in Bloomington partnered with Gleaners Food Bank in Indianapolis with a VISTA volunteer, Craig Brenner, who now works at the City of Bloomington, to create a food bank in Bloomington, Indiana that would serve Monroe County and the surrounding area. And several volunteers got together and did the incorporation papers, started the donor relationships, and found a way to make that happen, and founded the Hoosier Hills Food Bank 30 years ago. And we've really grown exponentially ever since then.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it continues to. And how is it run? You talked about this sort of being a large scale management operation to move the food so efficiently to get it from places where it could be wasted to people who could really use it. Could you say more about the management of Hoosier Hills Food Bank?
Sure. Well, the first thing I guess I would have to say is that even though we're a nonprofit, we are still subject to a lot of the rules and regulations and requirements that any for-profit food distribution business does. We're inspected by county and state health departments. We have all sorts of rules and regulations that we have to comply with. And so it's not quite as simple as it was, 30 years ago to just get a group of volunteers, grab some food, throw it in your trunk, and take it over to an agency that needs it. We're regulated. We have to monitor. We have to pay very close attention to food safety and make sure that the food that we're moving is safe and follow all sorts of procedures. So there is, while we're a nonprofit and a grassroots organization, organization and we depend a lot on volunteers, there is definitely a professional aspect to what we do, and we have to make sure that we have professional trained staff in place to do those things. But we are essentially out there on the road 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week during the summer when farmers markets are going on. We've got trucks on the road going to all the Krogers, the Walmarts, the Marshes, the Blooming Foods in town, and lots of other retailers. Our truck